Welcome to your daily devotional, August 29th, Lawlessness, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7. Whether or not certain injustices and crimes have been committed should be determined in the lawful assembly. Let all things be done decently and in order. Notwithstanding these truths which accord with the nation's Judeo-Christian heritage and foundation of law, lawlessness has become the stated goal of some in our nation. Isolated and rare crimes and miscarriages of justice, real or perceived, are being used as an occasion to steal, loot, assault, and even kill. We know who the real instigator of this is. These actions are according to the workings of Satan, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. The restrainer is God the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us in John chapter 16 and verse 8 that one of his ministries is to convict the world of sin. It is the Christians in principles that accord with godliness that preserve a nation. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work in our country, our globe, needs a Christian revival. Christian, rise up. It is time to be salt and light as never before. To rise up, we of the household of God must take a knee, not to men or to the causes of men, but for the worship of God through praise and through prayer, for personal holiness and the healing of the nation. Is lawlessness already at work in your life? If you are controlled by sin, you can hardly make a difference for Christ in the larger context of society. Are you praying that God the Holy Spirit works in you and through you that God may be glorified? Or have you been ignoring that still small voice of God which is calling you away from the world, the flesh, and the devil, thus quenching the spirit? The Christian who knows Jesus Christ knows justice and knows peace and knows nothing of the enemy who personifies lawlessness. May God get in the way of any sin unto lawlessness in our lives. We have appointed revival days coming, but the best day for your Christian revival is always the same. It is always today.